You know, I'm glad that we could all be here worshiping together this morning as one church family.
那我非常高兴今天我们能够在一起，像一个教会属灵家庭这样一起崇拜。
You see, last week Pastor Lee spoke about fellowshipping with God.
上周，李牧师讲的是与神相交。
He mentioned the methods and contents of fellowship with God, such as reading the Bible, prayer, fasting, and serving.
他提到了那个与神相交的方式和内容，比如说读经、祷告、禁食、侍奉等。
He showed the necessary elements for fellowship with God, such as fear of and love for the Lord.
他也指出了像敬畏主、爱主，这些都是与神相交的必要元素。
Then he went to the necessary conditions for fellowship with God.
然后他又讲到了与神相交的必要条件。
So I was inspired by that message to go deeper.
那我呢，这个被这个信息给了启发，那我想进一步深化它。
One of the reasons Christians nowadays may not prioritize a relationship with the Lord is because experience may not be so obvious.
那现今的基督徒，有的时候不是把神他们与并不重视他们与主的关系，那这个原因之一就是因为他们觉得这种体验不是很明显。
People tend to focus on the relationships right in front of them.
人们更倾注于目前眼前的一些关系。
It could be your spouse right next to you when you wake up in the morning.
比如像说你早晨起来你身边的配偶。
It could be your kids at the kitchen table.
或者餐桌边你的孩子们。
It could be your boss in front of your desk at work.
或者是你座位边上的你的老板。
Our relationship with God may not feel as present as those, but God is very much alive and with us.
那我们与神的关系可能不像你这些关系显得那么真实，但是神的确是活神，他与我们同在。
So I want us to take a look at the life of someone in fellowship with the living God.
所以我就想让我们大家一起来看看一个与神相交的人，他的生活。
He was someone who had ups and downs, but continued to pray and listen to the Lord and obeyed His word because of his faith.
那他是一个生活有起有落的这么一个人，但是他不停地祈祷，而且他愿意听从神的话，并且因为他对神的信仰，他对神的话都是服从的。
This person was the prophet Elijah.
这个人就是先知以利亚。
Through a short series focused on a short period of his life, we will see what life with the living God is like.
那我们也通过一系列就是关于他生命中短暂的这种文章，我就是一些短的文章，我们将看到这个与永生神相交是一个什么样的生活。
And for this passage, I will highlight three things about the fellowship Elijah has with God.
那在这篇道中，我将重点介绍。以利亚与神相交的三件事。
The first is that God is alive by faith to Elijah.
那第一件就是神因信而活在以利亚的心中。
The second is that God provides by faith for Elijah.
那第二件事就是神因以利亚的信心而供应。
And the third is that God fulfills His promise through Elijah.
那第三件事就是神以因为以利亚的信心而实现神的应许。
So since the passage was already read, let's just go straight to the first point.
那我们因为读了这个经文了，所以我们就来到这个第一件事。
And that is God is alive by faith to Elijah.
那就是神因以利亚的信心而活显。
So in this passage, we are introduced to the prophet Elijah.
那在这节经文中，我们就先认识了一下先知以利亚。
So he's well known and considered by many as the model prophet.
那他在那个时候，他广为人知，并且被许多人都认为是这个模范的先知。
He's referenced in other places in the Bible, especially in the gospel books.
那在圣经其他地方也提到过他，特别是在福音书中。
However, we don't really know much about him other than he was a Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead and that he was sent by God to confront King Ahab who was introduced in the previous chapter.
但 但是我们对他认识的并不多，只是知道他是基列提斯比的提斯比人，而且是神派来，就是来对抗上一章那个介绍过的亚哈王的。
And when Elijah enters the scene, he says, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word."
那在以利亚进入这一章的时候是这样开始的。我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，不下雨。
Some people see this as a prayer, while others see it as a prophecy from Elijah.
那有些人认为这是以利亚的祷告，而另外有些人认为这是以利亚的预言。
In James chapter 5, it says that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth.
那在雅各书第五章就提到过，说以利亚是与我们一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不下雨，就3年零6个月都不降在地上。
James seemed to interpret this as a prayer.
那雅各似乎把这解释为祷告。
The interesting thing is that the phrase "as the Lord lives" is a common Old Testament formula for making an oath, which is an unbreakable promise.
那有意思的是，这里指着永生耶和华起誓是旧约中常用的誓言，是不可违背的承诺。
So what I believe Elijah is doing here is that he is making an unbreakable promise through his prayer, because his faith in God was so real that he knew that the one true living God would respond and back up his prayer without question.
所以我相信以利亚在这里所做的事，他就是通过祷告做出了一个不可违背的承诺，而因为他对神的信仰如此真实，以至于他知道唯一的活神会毫无疑问地回应他，并且支持他的祷告。
God was very alive for Elijah, which is why he felt confident to stand before this idolatrous king and to pray with such assurance.
那在以利亚中，在以利亚眼中，神是活的，这就是为什么他如此的有信心站在这个偶像崇拜的国王面前，如此肯定的祷告。
Sometimes people pray in a weak manner because they're just not sure how God is going to respond.
那有的时候我们是用很软弱的方式祷告，因为我们不知道神会怎么回应我们。
They don't want to look foolish or be disappointed by being wrong, so they won't pray as if God is going to do something specific.
那我们不想显得自己愚蠢，也不想因为犯错而失望，所以呢，我们就不会像让神去做某件具体的事那样去祷告。
However, Elijah was very specific in this prayer oath where we learn how he sees God.
但是我们可以看到，在以利亚这个祷告中，他是非常具体的，我们可以从中了解他是如何看待神的。
The first is that he sees God as alive.
那第一件事就是他认为神是活的。
God is not a feeling.
神不是一种感觉。
He is not from anyone's imagination.
他也不是任何人想象中出来的。
He is not a scientific theory that needs to be proven to be true.
他也不是一个需要证明其真实性的这样一个科学理论。
He is alive because he lives.
他活着就是因为他活着。
Which means he is as real as you and me, Elijah, if we were the ones standing in front of him.
这就意味着如果我们是站在这个以利亚面前的人，他对他就是神对以利亚来说就像我们对他来一样真实。
Being alive means God is capable of relationship, and he has one established with his chosen people of Israel.
那活神的意思就是说神能够在能够这个选择或就建立跟人建立关系。我们在这里能看到他选择了以色列民，跟他们建立了关系。
The second thing is that he sees our living God as sovereign over all creation.
那第二件事就是他把我们的永生神视为万物的这个创造者。
King Ahab is considered by some as the worst king in Israel's history.
那有些人认为亚哈王是以色列历史上最不好的王。
His pagan wife Jezebel encouraged his idol worship.
那他有个异教妻子叫耶洗别，他这个耶洗别鼓励这个王去崇拜偶像。
He led Israel to worship the pagan god of rain and fertility named Baal.
那他就这个王就带领以色列人就崇拜这个异教的雨水和生育之神叫做巴利。
So by saying that there will be no dew nor rain these years, except by my word, Elijah is saying that the one true living God is more powerful than Ahab's false idol.
那以利亚当时说的话是，除非我祷告，否则不会有雨水，也不会有露水。他的意思就是说，唯一真正的活神比亚哈的这个假偶像更强大。
If you couldn't tell by the size difference, the smaller one's ball, the bigger one is the one true living God.
你可以从这个照片上看。
So Baal was the false god that was supposed to bring rain so that the land can be fertile for farming.
那这个巴利他是个假神，据说他会带来雨水，让土地变得肥沃，来适合耕种。
Those were popular types of false gods during those times in that area.
在那个时代呢，这些就都是流行的假神。
So if the prayer of one man to the true and living God can overrule the worship of a nation to an idol, what does this tell us about who is really the master of all creation?
所以如果一个人向真神向活神的祷告可以推翻一个整个国家对偶像崇拜的话，这是不是能够告诉我们谁才是真正的万物之主呢？
It's because Elijah's faith was in a God that was so very aliveThat he was led by faith to pray this promise.
那正是因为以利亚的信仰是信仰这个永生活神，他才能够被他的信仰去引导着去做去祈求这个承诺。
Also, notice that in the middle of making this oath, Elijah acknowledges the presence of God.
那还注意一下，在这个在这个。发誓的过程中，以利亚他承认了神的存在。
He says, "Before whom I stand," meaning that when he confronts Ahab, he is not confronting Ahab alone.
他说的话是我站在他面前，这意味着当他面对这个亚哈王的时候，以利亚并不是一个人面对亚哈王。
The reason he can do such an impossible task going up against the king and promising a weather miracle.It's because God is with him, so as he's standing before God.
这个以利亚之所以能完成如此不可能的事就是对抗这个亚哈王，并且承诺这样一个创造天气的奇迹，就是因为他是跟神在一起，神与他同在。
This happens all the time in everyday life.
这个其实在我们日常生活中经常发生。
We tend to feel more confident when we know someone with more power has got our back.
当我们知道有人比我们更有能力的时候，并且这个人跟我们在一起，我们就会往往更有信心。
For example, I once did a home improvement job in my house where we replaced the bathroom fan.
比如我曾经有一次家里做装修，那我就是要换这个浴室的风扇。
I'm not a handyman, so I dare not do it by myself.
我不是一个就是手脚很利索的那个，所以我不敢自己做。
But when my brother-in-law decided to help me, that is what gave me what I needed to do the job.
但是当我的这个姐夫帮助我的时候，那我就觉得做这件事就有信心了。
He's not a contractor, but at least he knew more than me, which was enough for me to have faith that this could be done.
他并不是个承包商，但他比我懂得多，这足以就让我相信这个任务是可以做的。
If my brother-in-law was able to do that for me regarding that task, which I thought was not possible, how much more should faith in our living God be able to move you to do things that you did not think were possible either?
如果我的姐夫都能帮助我完成一项我认为不可能的事儿，那么想一想。我们的活神对他的信仰更应该能够激励你去做你认为不可能做的事情。
Since God was very much alive and present for Elijah by his faith, Elijah acted accordingly to his commitment to the Lord.
那因为神通过以利亚的信仰而活在他心中，所以以利亚按照他对主的承诺去行事。
I wonder how a God who is very alive and present for a Christian today might impact their faith.
那我就想，一个对于今天的基督徒来说，也是一个存在的，而且是活神，那他是如何影响基督徒们的信仰呢？
If we look at Elijah's example, he trusted God as he put his life in God's hands.
我们看一看以利亚的例子，他因为信神，他就把自己的生命交到了神的手中。
So a Christian would prayerfully trust God with his or her life.
那所以我们作为所以一个基督徒也应该能够虔诚地把自己的生命托付给神。
If you believe God is alive and with you right now in this moment, then you trust him with your time.
那如果你相信神与你同在，你相信神是活神，那你就应该把你的时间托付给他。
Your time is not your own, but it belongs to him.
你的时间不是属于你自己的，而是属于神的。
Your use of your time should be an act of worship to him.
那你如何利用你的时间，应该是对他的一个敬拜。
Your gifts are not meant for your own glory, but it's meant to bring glory to God.
那你的天赋也不是为了你自己的荣耀，而是为了给神带来荣耀。
Do things not for your own self-advancement, but rather so the kingdom of God can be advanced.
那做事呢，你不应该是为了自己的进步，而是为了神的国度能够往前行。
Your money is not your own, but it's provided to you by the Lord.
你的钱财也不是你自己的，而是主给你的。
Trust him with it as an act of worship.
把钱财也是托付给神，也作为你敬拜的一部分。
That is why we do offerings every Sunday morning.
这就是为什么我们每个周日早上有奉献的原因。
Our living God is one who loves, and when you put your faith in him, he will provide for you.
我们的永生神他爱我们，当你信靠他的时候，他就必会供应你。
And that leads us to our second point about God, and that is God provides by faith to Elijah.
那这就让我们来到第二点，就是神因以利亚的信心而供应他。
Now God speaks to Elijah after his encounter with Ahab.
那当这个以利亚面对完亚哈王之后，神就是跟以利亚讲话了。
This is another indication that God is alive and present with Elijah.
这再次表明神是活神，他与以利亚同在。
He saw how dangerous the situation had become for Elijah after his confrontation with Ahab, so he instructed Elijah to go someplace safe to hide.
那神看到了这个以利亚跟亚哈王对视之后情况变得多么危险，所以他就指示以利亚去一个安全的地方躲藏起来。
Not only did he secure a place for Elijah to stay, but he also told him that he will also be provided for once he gets there.
他不仅为以利亚找到了一个住处，而且还告诉以利亚说，他一到那里就会得到供应。
For those who feel that the Old Testament version of God is not a loving one, I would show them this passage.
那对于有些人，他认为旧约中的神不是个慈爱的神，我就会向他们展示这一段经文。
Only a God that empathizes would understand Elijah's situation and show care in this way.
只有同理心的神才会理解以利亚当时的处境，并且用这种方式来表示他的关怀。
He understood what Elijah needed, and he was going to provide for those needs.
他知道以利亚需要什么，而且他会满足以利亚的各种需要。
It was a secure place to eat, drink, and sleep after putting himself on the king's most wanted list.
那就是在把他自己列成这个亚哈王的通缉犯之后，这个以利亚在神里头找到了一个可以安全吃饭、喝水、睡觉的地方。
I think there was also the added benefit of being in the presence of God, especially considering the supernatural way that Elijah was going to get his food.
那我认为就是在神面前，这个被神供应还有一个额外的好处，特别是当我们考虑到以利亚。他将以超自然的方式来获取食物。
God says that he was going to be drinking from a brook, which seems natural enough.
那神是说，让他去一条小溪里喝水，这个当然看起来很自然。
However, in an area which commentators say is inhospitable and not a good food source, God says that he was going to command the ravens to feed him.
但是很多人都认为那个区域是不适合居住，而且食物来源也不丰富。那么这里呢，神就是说要用乌鸦来喂养他，要利用乌鸦来喂养他。
The ravens ended up feeding him regularly twice a day with both bread and meat.
那乌鸦呢，最终就是每天两次定期的喂给他肉和面包。
God was generous in his provision for Elijah, and this was only made possible because Elijah obeyed the word from God that came to him.
神对以利亚的供应是丰富慷慨的，但是这只有在以利亚听从神的话的情况下才可能。
If Elijah did not listen to God, then he may have ruined his chance to be provided by God.
如果以利亚没有听神的话，他就毁掉了得到神供养的机会。
Sometimes it is hard to allow ourselves to be provided for by God.
有的时候我们很难让自己被神所供养。
Our faith wants to do what the Bible says and trust God to provide for our needs in the same way that he provides for the birds in the sky.
那我们的信仰是希望我们自己能按照圣经所说的去做，来相信我们的神会供他。会像他供养天上的飞鸟一样来满足我们的需要。
At the same time, the sinful part of us wants to rely on ourselves because we feel that the only one we can trust to meet my needs is me.
那与此同时，我们有罪的那一面却是想依靠自己，因为我们觉得唯一可以能满足我们自己需要的就是我们自己。
Do you trust God in deciding what you need?
那你信不信神会决定你需要什么？
Do you trust God in providing for you?
你信不信神会为你供应？
Do you trust in God's timing?
你信不信神在时间上的安排？
When your answer is no to any of these questions, then you're going to try to keep control.
那如果你对以上的任何一个问题的回答都是否定的话，那你就会试图自己保持控制。
However, that is not how God works.
但是这不是神的行事方式。
God is the one who's in control and he knows what is best for you.
只有神才是掌控一切的人，因为他知道什么对你最好。
And based on that decision, he will decide on how, when, and where he will provide for you.
那根据他的这个决定，他会决定如何，而且是什么时候或者什么地点为你提供。
And as we see from this passage, he may provide for you in ways that you may not expect.
那正如我们从这段经文中看到的那样，他可能会。以你意想不到的方式来提供帮助。
The ravens God commanded were not meant for eating.
那神所使用的这些乌鸦并不是用来吃的。
These were not quails, less quails, right ravens. I mean, you can tell which one looks more delicious, right? Just by looking at that. So these were not quails, which were the birds God has used in the past for food.
这乌鸦并不是鹌鹑，你可以看出来哪个是鹌鹑。那鹌鹑呢，是神过去用来让人吃的鸟类。
Instead, ravens were considered unclean birds in the book of Leviticus.
相反的呢，在利未记中，乌鸦是被认为不洁的鸟。
And the general rule of thumb is that what is unclean tends to make other things they contact unclean.
那一般的经验法则就是说，不洁的东西往往会使他们接触到的其他东西变得不洁。
So it is a curious choice that God would choose ravens to be the Uber Eats for Elijah.
那所以神选择乌鸦作为以利亚的 Uber Eats 是一个很奇怪的选择。
Just as you might not want your food delivered by a delivery person who does not wash their hands, the last thing you would want in this situation is for your food to be delivered by an unclean animal.
那就像你不希望你的食物是由不洗手的送货员送来一样，在这种情况下。你最不想看到的就是你的食物是由一只不洁的动物送过来。
Though I doubt God will provide unclean food for Elijah.
不过我怀疑神不会给以利亚提供不洁的食物的。
So perhaps there's an exception to the rule here that's meant to glorify God, and that would be that God could use any means in creation, even the unclean bird, to achieve His will.
那所以我就觉得这里可能就是有个例外，而且这个例外是为了荣耀神。那就是说，神可以使用任何创造方式，甚至不洁的鸟，来实现他的意愿。
He can deal with the unclean and still be clean in the process.
他可以处理不洁，同时又能保持洁净。
We see it happen later when Jesus touches and heals the leper.
那我们看，我们也知道，后来当耶稣触摸并治愈了那个麻风病人的时候。
Jesus, who is God, not only remains clean after touching the leper, but he makes the unclean clean.
那耶稣是神，他不仅在接触麻风病人之后自己保持洁净，而且他使这个不洁的人也变得洁净。
Sometimes God works in ways that we wouldn't expect.
那有的时候神就是这样出乎我们意料的做事的。
He did in Elijah's case, and Elijah's faith led him to obey God because he believed that God knew what he was doing.
那以利亚也是这样，而且在以利亚的信仰的中间，他使他服从神，因为他相信神知道他自己在做什么。
God doesn't make mistakes, so if he wants Elijah to be fed with ravens, then that is how Elijah's dining plans were going to go.
神是不会犯错的，所以如果神想让以利亚吃乌鸦带来的食物，那么以利亚的用餐计划就是这样的。
Elijah trusted God and everything was fine.
那以利亚因为相信神，一切就都很好。
God may choose to provide in ways that we don't expect.
那神可能也会选择以我们意想不到的方式为我们提供帮助。
I think this church is a great example of that truth.
那我认为这个教堂就是一个很好的例子。
Who would have thought that 10 years ago, a Spanish-looking house would become a Chinese Christian church?
那谁会想到十多年前，十多年前谁会想到一栋西班牙风格的民居会变成一个华人基督教堂呢？
If you're not sure what I'm talking about, take a walk around the house after service today.
那如果你不知道我在说什么，你可以完了之后看看这个房子。
Maybe you were looking for community in this area,and didn't know that you're going to find it in a church until God brought you here.
那也许你正在寻找在这个地区的社区，但你不知道你会在这个教堂里找到它，直到神把你带到这里。
We do not know how God will provide for us by faith, but no matter how he chooses to do it, our faith in God needs to give us the right attitude to receive that provision from him.
我们并不知道神会选择如何来通过信仰来满足我们的需要，但是不管他选择哪种方式，我们对神的信仰都需要让我们有正确的态度来接受他的供养。
Even though there are ups and downs in life that might lead us to question what he's doing, that doesn't stop God from being faithful.
即使生活中有些起起伏伏，可能有的时候会让我们质疑神说你在做什么呀，但是我们的这种质疑并不能阻止神的信实。
And that leads us to our third and final point, which is that God fulfills his promises by faith through Elijah.
那这就是让我们来看到第三点，就是神因以利亚的信心来实现他的应许。
This is a good thing if you're Elijah and a bad thing if you're Ahab.
如果你是以利亚呢，这就是件好事，如果你是亚哈王，这就是坏事。
For we see in verse 7 that the drought finally begins.
因为我们看到从第七节上，他就说旱灾终于开始了。
By doing this, God showed himself to be faithful in listening and answering a prayer to Elijah.
那通过这样做，神就表明了他自己的信实，他聆听并回应了以利亚的祷告。
On the other hand, God showed himself to be the one true living God that has performed judgment on Ahab for his idol worship.
那另一方面，我们也看到神表明了他自己是唯一的活神，他因为亚哈王的偶像崇拜而对亚哈王进行了审判。
If you can see past the punishment, you would realize that God performed this unwanted miracle to open their eyes to the truth.
那如果你能透过这个惩罚，你就会看到神施行这个不受欢迎的奇迹，就是为了让人们看到神的真相。
I mean, God's chosen people were putting their trust and hope in a God that wasn't real, which was going to lead them to disaster in the future.
神的选民把他们的信仰和希望寄托在一个不真实的这样一个偶像身上，这就导致了他们将来的灾难。
So being the God who promised to be in relationship with these people, he did what was needed for the good of the relationship and his people.
所以作为承诺与这些选民建立关系的神，他就做了必要的事情，就是来维护他跟他选民的关系。
But his people may not have understood or appreciated what God was doing for them.
但是呢，他的选民 可能不理解，甚至也不感激神为他们所做的一切。
But the thing is, their feeling on the matter didn't change the fact that it was for their good.
但是他们对这个此事的感受并没有改变，这件事是为了他们的好这样一个事实。
And the only reason he cared for their good is because our God is love and he loved them.
那神关心这些他的子民的好处，这样唯一的原因就是因为他的爱。
And if you love someone and make a promise to be faithful to them, then you fulfill your promises.
如果你爱一个人并且承诺你对他们信实的话，那你就会履行你的诺言。
So God acted on his love and fulfilled his promise of being a faithful God to his people by using the prophet Elijah to get them to repent.
那所以神在这里他就是以他的爱行事，并且通过先知以利亚让他的子民悔改，履行了他对他子民这样信实的承诺。
In the same way, God fulfilled his promise of loving us through his son Jesus Christ when he sent him into this world to take our sin upon himself and receive God's wrath as judgment for our sin to pay the price that we owe.
那同样的呢，神也通过他的儿子耶稣基督来实现他爱我们的这样的信实的承诺。神差遣耶稣来到这个世界，将我们的罪挪到他的身上来，然后他耶稣来接受神的愤怒，作为对我们这个我们所应得的审判，来偿还我们所欠的代价。
And he completed that promise with the resurrection of Jesus and the invitation to repent of our sins and put our faith in him so we may be in eternal relationship with God.
那神又通过耶稣的复活完成了这个承诺，他并且邀请我们来进行悔改，悔改我们的罪，来信靠他。只有这样，我们才能够与他重建永恒的关系。
Now I'll conclude with this.
那现在我们就来结束这篇道。
Putting our faith in Jesus Christ is not a singular moment in life, but rather a transformation of your life because of your new relationship with God.
那就是信仰把你的信仰放在耶稣基督身上，并不是生命中的一个特殊时刻，而是你生命中的转变，因为你与神建立这样一个新的关系。
When you fellowship with God, your whole life is supposed to change, as we observed in last week's message.
那当你与神相交的时候，你的整个生命都会发生改变，正如我们在上周的信息中听到的那样。
And through this story of Elijah, we see that your faith is the starting point of that change.
那通过以利亚的故事，我们就可以看到你的信仰才是这种改变的起点。
Faith will be how God is alive to you.
信仰就是神如何活在你的心中。
Faith will be how God provides for you.
信仰就是神如何为你提供帮助。
Faith will be how God fulfills his promises to you.
信仰就是神如何履行对你的承诺。
The only question is, how is your faith today?
唯一的问题就是你今天的信仰如何。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being a God who desires to be in a relationship with us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你是一位渴望与我们建立关系的神。
You chose to love us, even though many times we can be unlovable in our sin.
你选择爱我们，尽管我们因为我们自己的罪常常不值得你来爱。
Yet you only require us to have faith in you.
然而你只要求我们对你有信心。
So I pray now that your Holy Spirit reveals to each of us on how our faiths are doing and how that reflects in our fellowship with you.
那所以我现在祷告。圣灵来向我们每个人揭示我们的信仰如何，以及这如何反映在我们 与神相交之中。
And if for some reason our two-way relationship has become one-way because of our sin, may you free us to commit and return love to you as well.
如果出于某种原因，我们这种双向的关系因为我们有罪而变成了单向的，那我们也愿你来释放我们，让我们也献上爱并且回报你。
We love you and praise you for who you are.
我们爱你并且赞美。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Should we stay or sing a response?
Please be seated. 感谢赞美主。